Hello. My name is Comtich. I am your microcomputer teaching aide. What are your names? Please enter them now.
Almost Time for School by Gordon McCarron, with Andrew Sachs as Poon, Robert Edison as Mr. Bliss, Margot Boyd as Mrs. Dooley, Mark Straker as Alan Knox, and John Rye as Jack Routh. Almost Time for School.
Hello, Janet and John. How are you today? See Janet and John. Janet and John, see the ball. See Janet and John, play with the ball. When you are ready, please enter your syllabus code identification as shown on your learning access key. Janet and John see the school fence. See Janet and John climb in through the school fence.
Oh, help, I'm stuck. John, you're going to have to pull me.
I got through and I'm bigger.
Fatter, you mean. I'm still stuck.
Because you're not doing it properly, Janet.
You just try and do it.
I just did it.
Not in a brand new pink jumper, you didn't. Pull me!
You keep your voice down. You're going to get caught before you're even inside.
Pull me, then. Ow! Ow, get off! Stop!
What
stop.
Now?
My jumper's catching on the wire. Oh, look!
Shh!
The wall's starting to unravel.
Shh!
It is, I tell you. And I feel good. My mum knitted it on holiday.
They'll call the police if they find us.
We can say we came to fetch a ball we were playing with.
I've just seen Poon cross into the main building.
Oh, Poon won't rat on us. Poon the loon.
That's what caretakers are for. Anyway, we just don't want to be seen.
We've got to be seen sometime. That's why we came back to school early.
But we're not back at school. We're just in the school grounds.
You are. Half of me still dangling out in the road.
Flipping heck, Janet.
Not me who wanted to come back 3 days early.
If you're chickening out...
Oh, just get me through.
Grab my wrist and I'll grab yours. Then you push and I'll pull. Ready?
It's not going to work.
Come on.
My jumper's getting ruined, my mum.
Push.
No.
Yes. Two inches in your throat.
Ow.
Push.
Bleeding am.
Yes.
Nearly through... Keep pulling, John.
No.
Oh, now it's really done. What are you playing at?
Never seen her before.
I'll get killed when I get home.
She must be new.
There's wool everywhere. I'm drowning in it.
Look, have you seen her before?
Who?
There, just going in the door.
She's part of it then, isn't she?
How can she be if she's new?
Look at my frigging jumper. It stretches for miles.
Take it off then. I don't mind.
It's coming off all on its own.
Got you now. Here goes.
Ow! Flipping it, John! Let go!
Here we come.
Ow! We did it. I'm through.
Done it all along if it wasn't for that jumper.
Oh, no.
Keep quiet. Hello.
But the fence is all pink.
Follow me.
I know the school grounds as well as you, you know.
If we're going to do what we came to do, we must stick together.
Okay. Okay.
Here we go.
See the stone hit the window. See the glass fall like jewels from the window. See the caretaker come running.
Anyone hear something? Something breaking? A window? Anyone here? Anyone? Hello? Breaking glass? Anyone in here? Hello? Breaking glass? Was that in here? Oh, my windows. My lovely windows, my stained glass, lovely windows. Who's outside? Who's out there?
Then who's inside? Who's in here?
Me.
Where's me? Who's me?
Me.
Oh, I see me. And may I suggest me comes out now?
I'm under this desk for shelter.
Shelter? From what? The police.
From any more falling glass. I've called the police.
Have you now?
Stop looking at me like a dog after a rabbit.
Why? Because I've caught a rabbit?
No, because you are cutting your knees on all the broken glass.
Well, it's my glass, my prerogative. But I shall stand up if you're coming out from under the desk.
Only too pleased. Are you pleased?
Ah,
Gilt, is that it?
This is my first day here. I arrive early to show willing. You have to be when you're going to run a revolution. But does anyone else in this place show the same dedication? This is my first day, and who is there to greet me? Some yobbo who hates windows. And then you, who accuses me?
I am the caretaker.
So somebody works here.
Acting school caretaker Poon.
Why are you acting? Can't you do it properly?
That's a funny joke. Acting means doing the job without getting the pay, until they appoint someone to take the place of old McVeigh and put me back where I was to start with, boiler man.
You should have been the police then. I called them.
I worship this building. Its crenellations, its terracotta, but above all I worship its windows. Its beautiful stained glass windows. Yes, but no one cares. No one wants to know.
You are on your knees again.
I'm picking up the windows.
I thought it might be the worship.
That's another funny joke. So, what's your revolution then?
Nobody told you I was coming.
Nothing is ever told to me.
Oh, there is so much to be done here. Education is starting to hum. It is catching up with the new age, sharing in the new technology. It is learning to fly. And I am here to give it wings.
See the caretaker. See Miss Flood. See Miss Flood flap her arms.
Oh, you're him then, aren't you? Should have said so in the first place. You're him. Well, her, the expert. Computers and education. I thought it would have been a man.
You expect me to apologise for being a woman?
Not unless you want to.
That's very insulting.
It was a funny joke. For your own sake, I should tell you that there's those here who would much rather you, the expert, weren't.
When it's a revolution, you don't expect flags in the street and sherry with a mayor. Who?
Oh, I'm only telling you. No names, no patrol.
I'll find out.
I don't reckon they're keeping them here.
We've hardly started looking yet. We'll creep round towards the gym and keep against the wall, really flat.
Move on, then.
Oh, frig it.
What now?
Mrs. Dooley's what's now. She's coming through the gate.
Perhaps she's the one. I bet she's got them. Look at her.
School Secretary Dooley, kindly call me God.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Dooley. Oh, no, Mrs. Dooley.
Shut up, you. She's the last one we want to be nicked by. Hey, where are you going?
Back out the hole in the fence. This time is bad enough in term time, but now it's giving me the creeps.
Janet, you want to find your sister, don't you?
See Janet and John. See Janet pick up lots of pink wool. See John chase after her.
My window!
Who broke it? Morning, Mrs. D. My condolences.
Poon, who is responsible?
No feelings. No sadness for the loss of superb neo-Gothic glass. Just who is responsible?
It is not the first time.
The others have been in the new block. First time for a window like this.
Windows are windows. They let in the light. And they're not here to entertain hooligans in school holidays.
It is just a window to you, isn't it?
No, it is not just a window. It is my office window.
How often do you get vandalised windows?
When someone throws a stone.
Poon, who is this young woman?
She's a revolutionary. Hide your cake and start learning to knit.
What are you talking about?
It was a funny joke. I'm quite good at them. So is she.
I am Elizabeth Flood. I believe you're expecting me.
Oh, Miss Flood. Yes, of course. The expert. Oh, please forgive me. I'm a bit distracted at the moment.
Only at the moment?
Well, I'd like to apologise about the window. I mean, we don't want to create a bad impression on your first day here.
Built to last a millennium. 100 years later, someone picks up a stone and the remaining 900 years evaporate into a roaring draught.
Go away, Poon, and find something to mend it.
Mend it? Nothing can mend that window. Unless, of course, you know any Gothic revivalists still alive. They and their craft are long dead. Oh, I could probably bend the lead back into shape and put up some new glass. But what is that?
As far as I am concerned, that is a mended window.
What would Sir Charles Barry say?
He can put a written complaint to the governors. Now get out of my office. I wish to talk to Miss Flood.
Good luck, Miss Flood.
What a ludicrous little man he is. The sooner we replace him, the better. By the way, Miss Flood, you don't know if he called the police, do you?
No, he didn't. I did.
Oh, that could make things a bit difficult.
Why is that?
I think I'd better tell the headmaster.
He's not in yet. When I arrived, I went to say hello, but his study was empty.
Oh, blast the man. Miss Flood, you wouldn't mind phoning the police back, would you? Say you made a mistake or something?
I don't see why.
There are certain reasons why we would rather not have them on the premises at the moment.
If I wind up the wool, maybe my mum can knit it again.
Forget the wool. You want to find your sister, don't you?
Of course I do.
And me and my brother, right?
Yeah.
And we reckon the only way to know what's happening was to come to school, right?
I'm still going home.
Please yourself, then. I don't care.
Ow! You said I could please myself.
Not when there's a police car coming.
Have they seen us?
Don't look. Don't think so.
Then why are they turning into the playground?
Down! Get down!
They've come to arrest them.
Come to arrest Mrs. Dooley.
Janet and John see the car. The car is fast. Janet and John hide from the fast car.
If you won't ring the police back, then I'm afraid I'm going to have to do it myself.
There'll be little point in that. Take a look through the hole in the window.
Oh, they're here. This is very inconvenient.
Why didn't you want to report it, Mrs. Dooley?
It has nothing to do with the window, I assure you.
Then you seem to live in constant fear of the police.
Oh, Miss Flood, how remiss of me. I haven't formally welcomed you to the school. Welcome to the school, Miss Flood.
That'll be the policeman.
I hope you'll be happy with us. You'll find us a straightforward crowd, all in all, and eager to learn. Oh, yes. Lots of staff members have been on training courses this summer. And training courses. Oh, yes. And we are eager to learn. Oh, yes.
Aren't you going to let him in?
Morning, ladies.
There.
I'm pursuing him.
There. That's the window. There.
I beg pardon?
There. Such a fine example of Gothic revival.
Very nice, too. Shame it's broken.
Well, of course it's broken. An act of sheer criminal vandalism.
You should report it.
We have.
Though, strictly speaking, it's not Gothic revival. I should say this building is circa late 1860s, possibly early 70s. Well, you can tell if you know the little things to look for. More the beginnings of late Victorian excess, I'd say. Still, it's a shame, and you should report it.
You didn't come about the window.
I had a feeling.
I'm pursuing inquiries subsequent to a complaint lodged by parents of a pupil attending this school.
A complaint? What sort of complaint?
My dear Miss Flood, perhaps you would care to go and commence work on the computers.
I'd like a word with the headmaster, if I may.
He's not in yet.
No, unfortunately, he's not in yet.
He should be, though.
Miss Flood, please go and inspect the computers. You are the expert.
Ladies.
Well, she is the expert.
They're good enough, but interactive hardware can always be improved upon.
My dear Miss Flood, if anything at this school is to your dissatisfaction, then I am sure that you only have to say.
I am saying.
I'll have you know, I was a founder member of the Comtage Club. I have children of my own.
Hello. Oh. My name is Comtage. I am your microcomputer teaching aide. Oh. What are your names?
That's very clever. Does it do that by itself?
No, you sat on the keyboard.
Oh. Miss Flood, why don't you go somewhere and prepare for your introductory meeting with the staff?
I am prepared, thank you.
Look, having failed to make contact with the headmaster, I am obliged, therefore, to speak to a certain Mrs. Dooley, who is
the school secretary.
Yes.
Me. Anything you have to say to the headmaster shall be said to me first.
Following inquiries subsequent to a complaint lodged by parents of a pupil at this school... That is a complaint lodged by Mr. and Mrs. Hindemith regarding their son, Kevin Hindemith.
And the complaint?
And the complaint is that Kevin Hindemith, son of... Well, anyway. He went with a party of sixth formers to study the workings of the European Economic Community.
In Brussels. It was an educational tour.
It would have to be. And this was 10 days ago?
About that, yes.
And that is Mr. and Mrs. Hindemith's complaint. That this educational tour was meant to last only a week.
About that, yes.
Yet they have still not returned.
Roughly. I don't see what all the fuss is about.
The party is 3 days overdue.
They're only in Brussels, not in Samarkand.
Is it that EEC weeks are longer than ours and we haven't yet conformed?
They're not overdue, officer, just a little late.
Mr. Hindemith claims he has contacted the school on numerous occasions, but was met with indifference by a certain Mrs. Dooley, the school... Oh, that's you.
I was not. We sent letters of explanation to all the parents concerned.
This party is in the charge of a Miss Service.
Miss Service is our highly regarded deputy head of school.
And you've been in contact with her in the last 3 days?
Not precisely.
Imprecisely, then. Perhaps it was a bad line?
No, she wasn't in her hotel.
Why did you keep on trying? A week with the EEC, she could have been deep asleep.
We did ring again, but...
But?
We were told that she and the party had already checked out. But Miss Service has taken school parties abroad every year for the last 13 years, and each time in complete safety. I do wish these parents would stop being busybodies and poking their noses in. They'll get their bloody kids back sooner or later. Term starts in a couple of days.
It most certainly does, Mrs. Dooley. Have you lost your staff as well as your sixth form? I have my introductory meeting to give, and there's not a soul in sight. Alan. Alan. Alan.
I'm getting up. I am getting... Oh, my head. Where's the door?
Alan.
Sorry.
Good morning, then. Happy birthday.
It's not my birthday. Oh, God, it's yours.
What's the time?
Nearly 9:30.
What?
Yeah, it's a bit late, isn't it?
A bit late? This isn't fair, Alan. Didn't you set the thing when you finally remembered to come home last night?
Oh, I couldn't really see it.
You could have used the light.
Not in my condition.
Oh, so you must have had a good time.
Well, I think we must.
Let's let some daylight in.
Oh.
Alan, you are still fully dressed.
I took my shoes off. It's all Jack Routh's fault anyway.
Don't blame Jack. You had a good time. I wouldn't mind going on one of those computer training courses.
No, we were just celebrating it was over. Where's my shaver? Da, gotcha. Well. There's something wrong with this thing. It's that bloody clock again.
Push the snooze button. How much did you have to drink?
A lot. I don't remember in which order.
If you've been mixing your booze again, then it serves you right. You should know how they react with you.
My subject is maths, not chemistry.
You not going into school today?
Oh, shit, I've forgotten. There's supposed to be a meeting with his lordship and some expert who's joined the staff.
Then get a move on.
I am. I'm shaving. Happy birthday. Irene!
I am...
Oh, bloody hell. This wretched slum is full of constant noise. Does no machine here realise I have a headache?
Morning, Noxie.
Jack, what are you doing lying in the middle of my living room floor?
Bed for the night, remember?
I don't remember a thing.
Well, look, seeing as the phone's off the hook now, perhaps you should speak into it. It might be Littlewoods with news of a fat cheque.
I can't find it.
Follow the cable. It's under the sofa.
Hello?
Though looking at the time, it's less of the fat checks, more of the rotund school secretaries.
I'm sorry. Yes. Thank you for ringing. Mrs. Dooley, to say we're late for the meeting.
Oh, she shouldn't ring them. You already know that. Oh, I enjoyed myself last night. God, were you pissed?
Well, so were you.
Not so, dear boy. I was slaughtered.
So how you feel this morning?
Ready for anything the world can throw at me. I am in love.
I thought I heard voices.
Jack's here. I let him camp down for the night.
Oh, Irene, my sweetness. Oh,
look at you both. To think you were appointed with the task of shaping young minds.
You're right. We are pathetic. Look at us.
So, you're in love again. Someone on the course.
Would that you gain the permission for it to be you. Alan, tell your wife to fall in love with me. Oh, I could rush and hug you to death. Were it not for the fact that I'm wearing nothing but the sleeping bag I stand up in.
At least you managed to get undressed.
Oh, Alan, you filthy beast. Irene, I promise that if you came and live with me, I'd never get dressed.
Oh, leave it out for once, Jack. Irene is pregnant.
But if you always sleep in your trousers...
Shut it, will you, Jack? I'm going to finish shaving.
Whoops. Well, there's no offence meant, Irene.
Very little taken.
No, I mean, this is terrific news. He never said a thing, you know.
No. But then he keeps mum on most things.
Yeah. It's the mathematician in him. Always mental arithmetic. He's just calculating what cosine the kid'll be born under.
Just get dressed and go away, Jack.
See the school teachers. The school teachers are computer trained. See the school teachers put on their clothes. The school teachers do not want the summer to end. See the caretaker. See the boiler room. See the caretaker go into the boiler room.
So, Poon, if you're not going to bury the window, you better take a look and see what can be done. Yes. That's a jigsaw. It's a bit of a woman's face. Nose through to cheekbone. Oh, how lovely. Nobody ever has nostrils like that anymore. Hello? Who's there? Anyone? Anyone hear something fall? Who is it?
It's me.
Not that game again. Who's me? Headmaster?
Not so loud, or she'll find me.
Good morning, Mr. Bliss.
Good morning, McPhee. But must you speak at the top of your voice?
Only as long as it takes you to remember my name. I am Poon, Headmaster, acting school caretaker Poon.
Yes, of course. McVeigh left under a cloud.
That rained on his parade of bottles. I've only just finished clearing the last of them out. And that is my armchair you're sitting in. And my anglepoise lamp you have dropped.
You did come in alone, didn't you?
I came in to be alone. You realise, of course, that this is my boiler room and not your study? Did you apply for a visa?
My study is overrun with certain persons.
A certain female person is falling off her trolley wondering why you're not in your study.
You think she could actually fall right off?
You know, Mrs. Dooley, Mr. Bliss, it's all histrionics.
Pity.
Oh, that a headmaster should wish a padded cell upon his school secretary is also a pity.
McVeigh did. I'm sure you do too.
But I'm only the acting school caretaker. My wishes never got granted. Might I inquire how long the headmaster has been down here, resting his limbs in my armchair, using my Earl Grey tea bags?
A few hours, perhaps.
Mrs. Dooley has it in her head that you should be preparing for a staff meeting.
Please keep your voice
with
down.
With Miss Flood.
Yes, Miss Flood.
The expert.
I must admit, this is a very cosy corner you have for yourself behind the pipes. The chair, the lamp, the tea, the books. They all seem to be about architecture.
I'm very fond of architecture.
A caretaker fond of architecture? Is this a perversion or a mere distraction?
Don't judge me by McVeigh's earthier concerns. If Sir would come with me, I shall show him something that even he should be concerned with.
Poon, I am a concerned man. Why else would I be down here?
Hiding.
What was that?
Only the boilers, Headmaster. I've been testing the heating.
You're certain?
I want you to see something. While you've been enjoying my unwitting hospitality, some artistic individual has been busy redesigning the ventilation system in the school office after the manner of Dada. Look.
Stained glass.
Late of a Gothic revival window frame. But I shall not be defeated. I intend to piece it back together again, no matter how long it takes.
A very noble gesture.
Poon.
Yes, yes, Poon. You're a clever man. Poon?
Yes, Headmaster.
I can see you are a man of reason, even of some culture.
And a man who prefers privacy to flattery.
Have you any idea of what I am doing down here in your private world?
Apart from hoping to cause a complete imbalance in the already precarious mental health of our school secretary? No.
Would you care to know?
No. You see, mine is a kingdom of one. And in it, I am the ruler and the ruled, the toff and the oik. And as long as we do our work, we don't care for pestering from outsiders.
The wider world doesn't interest you.
In my kingdom, our foreign policy is laissez-faire.
But what if I need your help?
And in my kingdom, Samuel Smiles is also very popular.
Who do you think should run a school?
Oh, no. Oh, you won't get me to take sides. My kingdom is always neutral in war, and for one good reason. Example, you antagonize Mrs. Dooley, and it's me that gets it in the neck. We don't get on, it's something in the chemistry.
That makes you on my side.
You kick her, and if I wasn't me, which I am, I'd applaud you. Well done, Headmaster, good shot. But I am me. So you kick her, she kicks me, with a glint in her eye.
This is not simply the old politics. This is something new. To do with the future.
So, the court shoes are in the museum. But you use a hush puppy on her, I get a moon boot up my rear.
I thought I could at least turn to you, McVeigh, at a time of crisis.
The name is Poon. He who treads the middle path. Now, this boiler room is part of my kingdom. And we have an absolute ban on immigration, and that includes headmaster's visa denied. Goodbye.
Education. As teachers, you are a lucky generation. Never before has the energetic intelligence of man been tuned so finely.
Not sure Mrs. Deal spank our bottoms. Oh. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
You're a new face round here.
This is my first day.
Your first day? And already you're talking to yourself. That normally doesn't happen until at least the end of the first week.
I was rehearsing my speech. I have to address the meeting.
Address the meeting? Oh, gracious, you must be, what's his name? The expert. I thought it would have been a man, you see.
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Never. If you ever catch me staring wildly into your eyes, don't worry, it'll only be love. Hey, Noxie, where are you? Look what we've got.
I climbed the stairs too fast. I came over dizzy.
Mr. Knox has a drink problem. What's the matter, old boy? Seen a ghost?
Oh.
Oh.
Oh?
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello, Alan.
Something tells me you've met before.
What are you doing here?
I could ask you the same question.
I work here.
So do I.
Ah, there's Cosy.
Since when?
Since now. This is my first day.
She is the expert we've heard so much about.
The expert? Well, I thought it would have...
been a man.
You the expert? I don't understand.
When I was axed as a conventional teacher, I decided to move with the times.
You never told me.
This was after... I saw the opportunities in computer-assisted learning and decided to make them my own, so here I am.
So here she is. Hello, Mrs. Chips.
Who's your wisecracking friend, Alan?
Oh, forget about him. He's having treatment.
Routh's the name. Jack to my friends, God to my students, and head of English to my curriculum vitae.
Elizabeth, why did you come here?
Don't worry. If I'd known it was your school, I wouldn't have come.
But you did know.
No matter how you plan, no matter what orders you give, there is always... Oh, there you are. You finally deigned to turn up, have you?
Oh, Mrs. D, you look gorgeous when you're contemplating murder.
Don't tempt me, Mr. Routh.
Stand back. I'm in close season.
Miss Flood, this is Mr. Routh, our head of English.
Just met.
And Mr. Knox, head of maths.
Well met.
What does that mean?
Nothing. Nothing.
You obviously didn't break the speed limit getting into school.
Well, with Alan here still driving under the influence, we thought it best to take things easy.
You are very quiet, Mr. Knox.
Am I? Sorry.
Mrs. Dooley, our esteemed school secretary, was expressing displeasure at our bad timekeeping. But if she knew about the little party last night, perhaps she'd be lenient with us.
A party, was it?
Adam Knox may look as though he suffered at the hands of the Spanish Inquisition, but it was just a celebration to mark the end of a course you sent us on.
I forgot to set my clock.
And I forgot to set his head when I laid him down beside his wife.
Leave me alone, Jack.
Yes, leave him alone, Mrs. D. He's a bit tetchy in the mornings, especially when he's seen a ghost.
I think we should go into the meeting.
I say, there's a roaring draught in here.
Perceptive of you? The window is broken.
Oh, Miss Flood. Now, you may be new here, but there's no need for vandalism. Yet.
When your one-man double act has finished, Mr. Rice, I would like us all to join the meeting, with or without the headmaster.
Is he playing truant?
Mr. Knox, I suppose it would be too much to hope that you know the whereabouts of your father-in-law.
No, sorry.
Your father-in-law?
You look unwell, Mr. Knox.
I'm fine, I tell you.
The training course, he had too much of a good time.
You were not there for a good time. You were there to learn. Have you no idea what the authorities had to pay for you to attend?
Yes, Mrs. Dooley, no idea at all.
Get in there.
Certainly, ma'am. Come along, everyone. Noxie, if you value your life...
Elizabeth, we have to talk about this.
I don't think we do.
Tell me, is Mr. Dooley still full of beans?
Yes.
Pity.
You never tire, Mr. Rutherford.
Heaven forbid. But give me a nod when Mr. Dooley does. Here we are, you lucky people.
See all the school teachers. They have come to school. They have as much to learn as the children.
If everybody has found a seat, we shall now begin.
Oh, you should have asked if we were comfortable.
In the inexplicable absence of the headmaster, it is down to me to conduct this meeting and introduce you to the first new recruit to the staff we have been allowed for many a move.
Point of order, Madam School Secretary.
Well, this is too bad. What is it, Mr. Rice?
Well, in the inexplicable absence, as you say, of our very wonderful headmaster, the most fitting person on this occasion to be his deputy is his deputy.
Yeah. No, that is not possible.
Well, considering Miss Service has done more research into computer-assisted learning than just about anybody, I agree with Ralph.
It is not possible for the simple reason that Miss Service is not here. She is still abroad.
Well, she was due back days ago.
Yes, and so was the sixth form. But she is not here. So if you will allow me to continue... It is down to me to introduce you to the first new recruit to the staff we haven't allowed for many a move.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I haven't finished yet. Someone who is quite possibly the most important addition to our depleted numbers there has ever been.
Now?
Yes, of course. I've introduced you. Go on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please, welcome Miss Flood.
Jack, I've got to tell you something.
Not now, I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you. Computer-assisted learning, what does that phrase mean to us?
Imminent redundancy.
Who said that?
Anyone who has any interest whatsoever in the world about us cannot have failed to appreciate the changes that have taken place in industry, in commerce, in the home. Profound changes that have come about through the microelectronic revolution. Indeed, so profound are these changes that nothing has had or will have so great an effect on man since our ancestors discovered fire.
Do you mind if I smoke?
And of course, almost as soon as our revolution began, microcomputers have been used in schools. But what were they all for? Yeah. Merely to train children how to operate them. A worthy enough occupation in itself, considering how often they will have to deal with computers in later life, but it denied the new technology what is its most important role in education. And that role is computer-assisted learning in all aspects of the school curriculum. For I have no doubt whatsoever that not only can computers teach children better than books, they can teach children better than humans.
Hello. My name is Comtich. I am your microcomputer teaching aide. See Janet and John. See the ball. Janet and John see the ball. Janet and John play with the ball.
John! John, come here a sec.
What have you seen?
Something's going on in the head study. Oh, I can see lots of people in there.
Guess the butchers.
It could be where they are. It's a good place to keep them if you think about it.
It's hard to see. It looks very dark in there.
Hold a sec. Hold a sec. I can see somebody. It's that lady.
What lady?
The one that came early. The one we didn't know. She's speaking.
What's she saying?
Oh, I can't hear. But she's getting quite carried away.
Who else?
Oh, I can't see. Oh, they're all sitting down.
I'll give you a leg up. Grab hold of the ledge. Ah! Who is it? Is it them?
No.
Who?
Oh, let me down.
Who is it?
Teachers. Nothing but teachers.
The day after tomorrow, we shall once again be opening the school gates to let in the youth of the nation, with whose mental development that nation entrusts us. But when we do open those gates, we shall not be doing so as we have before, term after term, year after year, generation after generation. No, we shall not. The age is upon us, my friends, wherein the infallible memory, the infallible logic of an electronic binary mind can give knowledge and instruction to our children as never before. And what privileged children they are. I will now let Comtich speak to you.
Hallelujah.
Was that Comtich?
No, it was not.
Who said it then? Who said that?
Me, miss.
Watch your step, Mr. Rice.
Will somebody plug it in, please?
This plug, Elizabeth?
Plug it in, Mr. Knox.
Alan?
Plug it in.
Settle down, everybody, and listen to Comtich.
One's 10 is 10. 2 tens are 20. 3 tens
are 30. 4 tens are 40.
Sorry about that.
Hello. How are you? This is an introduction to Comtich, the Series E microcomputer teaching aid now being installed in your school. I am a Comtich terminal, and for your information, I am an interactive millibyte instruction, CPU, multi-language, large-scale integration, wand-capable, multi-peripheral, pokeable, dynamic, static, dual-sectored, bus-structured database. And I'm here to help you. Thank you for listening.
And that is just a taste of the intelligence of this machine. The children are privileged to be taught by it, and we as teachers are privileged to be in the van of a revolution. But why is Comtich better than anything before? Listen again.
Hello. How are you? I am Comtich. I am cheaper than humans. I am more patient with children than humans. I can instruct, drill, test, and assess pupils with an accuracy hitherto unknown. Thank you for listening.
Bravo, Comtich! The new technology has fought and won in manufacturing and communications, and now it is fighting to win in education, and we shall win! So, ladies and gentlemen, with your programs at your fingertips, on to victory!
Bravo, Elizabeth! Bravo!
Hold still. Hold still. I'll pick off the glass.
Leave me alone.
I'm only getting it off. Keep still, Elizabeth.
I don't need your help, Mr. Knox.
It's in your hair. And it's Alan. Please call me Alan.
What sort of a school have I come to?
Don't be mad at us.
We are still learning.
Learning how to break windows? Where is the headmaster? I've been here for 3 hours now, and I've seen neither hide nor hair of him.
Forget him. I'm head of maths. I am the one you should be looking to.
Doubt! I've cut myself in your hair.
Why should I look to you?
Look, I'm bleeding. My thumb.
Elizabeth, you should be looking to me because of all we've been through. I'm Alan, Elizabeth. Remember me? Alan.
There you are, Miss Flood. I just wanted to apologise. What are you doing in here, Mr. Knox? This is the lady teacher's cloakroom. Out! Out! This minute! Chop, chop!
Poon, another window's broken. Put up more hardwood. In a draft. Yeah. Never mind that it's an old window. Neo-Gothic. Never mind Poon's concern. Here. Ah. That's the wing of an angel. Yeah. Ah, that's a foot with vines. And words. Words of light saying... that bit's in Latin, but... sounds that. A shoulder, and the sun, and half a tree. Oh, the colours. Who is it?
Me.
Who's me?
Me.
Game time.
No, it still is me.
This is private, Headmaster. I told you to go.
I'm sorry, but I seem to be still here.
Yes, this is another shattered masterpiece of the glazier's art. Headmaster, what do you propose to do about it?
Has Miss Service returned yet? She went to the EEC, you know, and I fear for her.
There's no sixth form till she gets back.
Yes, she's such a clever teacher.
No, she's got the whole ruddy lot with her.
It can only be for their good if Miss Service has taken them there. Greece is a fine place. It's where culture began. You know, pillars and things. And then there's Venice.
Greece and Venice have nothing to do with it. She went to Brussels.
She went to the EEC, you know, and I fear for her. Has she returned?
I haven't seen her.
I'm due to go soon, you see, and she is the only person I would ever wish to hand over to.
You should be up there keeping order, stopping kids catapulting stones, not skulking down here passing the time of day with me. They've all gone to lunch. You should be up there sitting at the head of the table, acting like a headmaster. What's that smell?
Is there a smell?
Smell of food. Hey, what's my Primus doing out?
I was waiting for it to cool down before I put it back.
What did you cook on it?
A tin of something. Stew, I think. You'd taken all the labels off, so I had to eat quite a few peach slices first.
Have you been in my cupboard?
There's so much in there, I didn't think you'd mind.
Even I don't use the food in this cupboard. The food in this cupboard is not to be used.
There's a pot of tea on the go here. Help yourself.
That's my good pot.
Milk? Sugar? Miss Service likes hers with lemon. How do you like yours?
Quietly. Alone.
I could only find one cup and saucer. It's your turn to use it.
You're a headmaster, not a tea boy. Go up and be one.
I am unable to set foot up there, not without the support of my beloved Miss Service. Computerized education was thrust upon us willy-nilly. But she, brave person that she is, has taken the whole weight of it upon her shoulders. And when she comes back, I shall happily let it rest there.
Yes. Don't mind me. In my own place, while I put a few neo-Gothic windows back together, will you? Yes. Thought not. Don't mind me.
Tell me, McVeigh.
Poon.
Do you have any children?
No girl of my acquaintance has ever written back to me, so I doubt it.
Beg your pardon?
It was a funny joke.
Oh. I have a child.
How nice. Sweet, is it?
No, she's 31. It's her birthday today, and she's pregnant.
Not me, Governor.
She's married to my head of maths. She's going to give birth to a child, McVeigh.
Poon.
That will one day end up in a school like this, being taught by a computer. And my son-in-law. And you know, McVeigh...
Poon?
Hmm? Yes, of course, Poon. Without Miss Service, I think I would dread that day.
Oh.
Well, that was quick. You didn't even give me time to press the bell.
Oh, it's you, Jack.
Confirmed.
I heard something. I thought it might be Alan.
Well, I've not come to borrow your lounge floor again, if that's what you think. Merely to tender some chockies by way of rent for last night.
Have you seen Alan?
All day, dear heart.
No, tonight.
No, I'm afraid not. Has he gone AWOL?
It's 7:30 and I haven't seen him since he left this morning with that massive hangover you gave him.
I don't give hangovers. I merely buy rounds now and again.
He told me to make sure I was never left alone with you. So where is he?
From what I gather when I left, he was doing something noble like working late. There seems to be an awful lot to get done with these computer thingies before term starts. If you like that sort of thing.
Not on my birthday!
My, your birthday. Now, if I'd known, I'd have passed over the chockies for a dozen red roses and a flagon of London Dry.
I've got guests coming round any second and I don't know what to do with them. Alan promised he'd booked a table and I don't know where. And if we don't go out, I've got nothing in the house to feed them with. Oh, God!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Eenie. Happy birthday to you.
You're right! It is your birthday.
I'm supposed to be happy.
Everyone's happy on their birthday.
Hello, Eenie, love.
Hello, everybody. Come in.
Many
happy
returns. And may you have lots more.
31, not
90. Whoa, boys, don't rub it in.
And I was only saying.
This is Jack, a colleague of Alan's.
Oh, hello Jack.
Evening, each.
Not one of the family as well, by any chance?
Not that I've heard.
Well, with a father headmaster and hubby head of maths, one begins to think she might be related to the whole school.
Hey, computers shaping up, are they?
Taking over nicely, thank you.
Oh, Patrick's company supplies them, you know.
How splendid.
Yes, isn't it? Go through, everybody, please.
Hello.
Oh, thank you.
Hello.
Oh, help yourself to a drink. Oh, God, there's only half an inch of sherry. Alan was going to pick some up on his way home.
I'm beginning to see your problem.
What makes you think he's working late?
Well, he was still there when I left, and I left late, ish.
But Alan has never worked late in his life.
See the school. See the lighted window. See Miss Flood and Mr. Knox.
Are you still here, Mr. Knox?
Alan! Why have you stopped calling me Alan?
Go away. Comtage and I have a lot of work to do. Hold, Comtage.
Holding.
Let me help you, please.
You're not skilled enough to help.
I used to be your boss. You liked me then.
I'm writing special programs for the school office.
I've done the training.
Enough to continue doing your job and not mine as well. Stand by, Comtage.
Standing by.
We must talk about us, Elizabeth.
Not now. I'm talking to Comtage. Later, maybe.
Coming a bit dry-throated in there. I think perhaps you'd better announce the late arrival problem.
I could kill him. Ah, Dad should be here any minute. He's always around on my birthday and never fails to bring a bottle.
Oh, so the head's expected too, is he?
It is my birthday.
Crafty old devil, and we thought he was ill.
He's never ill.
Mrs. D was a shade miffed, to say the least, when he didn't show at school today.
Of course he was at school today.
Fine.
I went to his house to clean, and if he wasn't there, he had to be at school.
See the grey-haired man. See the hammock. The grey-haired man is asleep in the hammock.
Headmaster? Headmaster? That is my hammock you're sleeping in?
It's a plot. It has to be a plot. They are too embarrassed to acknowledge that I'm 31. They are, Jack. You have to admit it.
Yeah. Hands off, sweetie. Let's sort these out. They all look the same in the foil.
Oh, it's smelling good.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Bean sprouts all round.
Oh, that MSG.
What's MSG?
Monosodium glutamate.
Oh, use it in all their cooking, dear.
That's what makes it smell.
Ow! They're hot. Who ordered the chicken with nuts and egg foo young?
That's me. Oh,
thanks.
Ow, it's hot. Beef chow mein, crispy noodles and a sachet of soy.
I think I did. Or was that you, Patrick?
No, mine was the spare ribs and special rice.
Mm-hmm. Pork balls for me. Ooh. With sweet and sour sauce.
They're ashamed of my age. My family are ashamed of my age.
Well, we're not, Eenie. You look lovely for your age.
Nicholas.
Mm. Yeah, now look, whoever wanted prawn crackers is out of luck. Oh. Polystyrene shortage or something. Oh, and they thought Peking duck was a rule in Maoist cricket. They're all Hong Kong there, you see. Oh, will somebody open me wine?
Oh, hand it over, teacher. Please.
It's Albanian spumante. It's all I could get. They say it goes very well.
I am 31. I don't mind being 31. It's nothing to be ashamed of. I am 31. I am 31.
31.
Bravo!
Oh, booze at last.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's an interesting colour.
Nice. All ready to Eenie and her special day of the year.
Yes.
To Eenie.
Some special day it turned out to be.
At least it's different.
Nicholas.
Oh, he'll be home any time now, don't you fret. And we'll all have a jolly evening.
Indeed we will.
Well.
Pass the soy sauce, will you?
Well. You all right, old lad?
So-so?
Well,
I think those noises mean Patrick is trying to find a subject of conversation.
Wells. He's going to talk about Wells. Depthy subject, that.
Will you say something, then, smart-ass?
I just did.
Oh, boys. A great raconteur, my husband. It comes with being a computer man, doesn't it, darling? Mm.
So, you're into computers in a big way.
Oh, yes, sir.
Who isn't?
Well, not you, for a start.
Not in them, but I use them. De rigueur for entry into the educated classes.
Oh, hark at him.
Patrick's with Lemon. They have the contract for the Education Authority.
And let me tell you, you couldn't have done better than come to us.
I'm glad we made such a clever decision.
Well, your grandmasters knew what they were on about, because we lead the field. We really do. Cat is our thing.
Meow, then.
Computer-assisted teaching.
Well, I thought it was Cal. Computer-assisted learning.
Well, I suppose, strictly speaking, it should be. Yeah. But when you try to sell the stuff, you need all the abbreviations you can lay your hands on. And cat sounds better than cow. In fact, computer-assisted knowledge is about the best descriptive phrase.
But there's not a lot you can do with CAC.
Ah, don't mock it. Computers can teach anything and teach it more effectively.
This is my party.
So, what happens to the teachers?
Let's talk about something I want to talk about.
Well, those that are left will keep discipline. I mean, kids these days, anything that gives adults time to drum respect into them has got to be a good idea.
My glass is empty again.
In other words, computers will help children to conform to what society expects of them.
What's so wrong with that?
Hear, hear.
Less vandalism for a start.
I want to talk about knitted booties.
Yeah, graffiti, broken windows, mugging.
Or maternity dresses that make you look 21.
Indoctrinating a sea of spotty mental dwarves into thinking the silicone chips God. Rows and rows of plastic boxes where each kid can learn how to become identical to every other kid.
It won't be like that. It'll work.
If it works, it'll be because people don't like each other very much. They'd rather talk to machines.
And what if they're twins?
Yeah. They are fun, all these games and things. We're giving Eenie a, what's it, for her birthday, the size of a wristwatch. Plays croquet with you.
Oh, no. You'll love it, Eenie. It's got little electronic balls.
Alan? Alan, is that you?
What's going on in here?
My birthday party, remember? I'm a year older and wider by the minute. Where have you been?
Come on, Alan, own up.
Nicholas.
I've been to see the future.
Bravo!
And she's lovely.
There's a light at the end of the passage.
Somebody's still here.
It could be them.
Better take off our shoes. Mine creak.
Okay, but hurry up and carry them. Ever heard of anybody being on a mission and left shoes lying around?
I wasn't going to.
Come on, then.
Wait, did you see that film on the box? They were creeping down a passage, just like us.
Big deal. Follow me. What happened?
Where?
In the film.
Oh, Mum turned over for Val Doonigan. Can you see anything yet?
It's our classroom.
Well, let's have a look.
Careful, this could be the prison.
They always are. Wow, will you get a load of this?
It's like a spaceship.
Can you play games on these things?
There are hundreds of them. How do you make them work? Go on, press the button. Any button you see.
Wait, this one's got a light on.
So has this one.
And this.
Hello, my name is Comptage. I'm your microcomputer teaching aide.
Oh, my God, John, this one's alive.
What is your name?
Oh, John.
Hello.
Janet, this one's at
my
it, too.
My name's Comptage. Hello. I am my microcomputer.
Oh, stop them, stop them.
What is your name? Please enter data now.
Turn it off, quick.
Please
enter data now.
Backwards from the way we turn them on.
Hello, my name is Comptage.
Ah, caught ya!
Don't do that, whoever you are.
Oh, it's you, Miss Flat.
Then you have the advantage.
Well, Spoon, don't you recognise me?
You have your torch in my face.
I thought I had a window smasher in my grasp. School is supposed to be locked at night.
I have a key.
She has a key. Nobody tells Poon, do they? So is your light down the corridor, then?
It's my light.
If people are going to work late, they should let me know.
Well, you know now.
That's a funny joke. It blimey. Classrooms were never like this in my day. No blackboards, no chalk, just thousands of telescreens.
Is that all they are to you, telescreens? You wouldn't have the imagination.
Ah, another funny joke. Yeah, you've won. You know how to work these things. I don't. That puts me at a disadvantage.
It's a question of survival.
Yeah, survival. That's the business.
You've a job. Don't complain.
Yeah, I am 43. And this is my third career, and all because I was skilled, you see. Not modern skilled, traditional skilled. So my job's kept on going out the door.
Then get yourself a modern skill.
No fear. Because anything a person can do to a computer today, a computer can do to a computer tomorrow. the way I see it, to have a future, it's best not to have any skills at all. Now, if you want to do your job properly, then teach the kids how to be unskilled. That way they'll earn a living, because computers can't clean the lavies or empty the bins. Huh? I am going to be as completely unskilled as I can, for no matter what they do to the world, people will always throw out rubbish and people will always need the crap. Who the hell? Hey, hey, come back! Hey, hey, what have you got against my windows?
Where is this horrible place? It's so dark.
I don't know. Boiler room, I think.
When you come look in here.
You suggest a better place.
I've never been in here before. And I'd rather I wasn't now. Do you think this is what hell looks like?
Sounds as though we've lost him.
I don't like being in hell.
We've got to stay until we know it's safe.
It could be safe in here.
Safe from what?
There's somebody in here, John.
Who's that?
Is it the devil?
Don't run off. I know you two, don't I?
It is the devil.
We've done nothing wrong. Honest.
So you often dash around the school out of term and in the middle of the night?
It's Rip!
Hmm? Are you going to call the police?
To tell the truth, I'm not supposed to really to be here either. At least not in Mr. Poon's boiler room.
It's your school.
Whatever gave you that idea?
You won't call the police, will you, sir? Even if I did call you the devil.
You also called me Rip. Rip Van Winkle.
Only a nickname, sir.
I have always wondered why that particular one.
Because you fall asleep in prayer, sir.
Oh, dear me. I suppose it's possible.
Do you know where they are? You better own up.
Where who are?
My sister and his brother.
We know you've got them somewhere.
I'm glad you've told me, otherwise I wouldn't have known.
They went on a trip with Miss Service to Brussels or somewhere.
Deadly dull, but they still went. Cost a bloody fortune, Mum said.
We haven't seen them since.
So you imagine we have them locked up here?
You might have moved them by now.
And it's all because of the computers.
Computers?
Yes, it's their fault. I heard my dad saying it. And there was talk of it all last term, so he knew it was true.
What was it that you knew was true?
He said you were going to get rid of the sixth form.
Ah, now that is true.
Perhaps it's us that should call the police.
You think there has been a mass killing somewhere of all A-level candidates?
What have you done with my sister?
And my brother?
They are in the excellent hands of Miss Service. Miss Service is a very capable woman. Before too long, she will be doing the job that I do. It is not a job you should ever envy. But in terms of your future, she will do it far better than I.
But what's she doing to my brother? My folks are going apeshit.
Won't they be going even more ape? whatever, to find you are not tucked up in bed.
We're not going home until we've found them.
Until our mission is completed.
Ah, you are on a mission, a very secret mission.
We were doing all right until people started to catch us.
That can be the trouble with missions.
Someone's breaking windows and they think it's us.
Are you on a mission, sir?
I couldn't call it a mission anymore.
Then why are you hiding?
Don't speak to him. Don't talk to the enemy.
I'm sorry you should consider me the enemy.
You are. You've got rid of my brother and her sister. You've got rid of the whole sixth form.
To get rid of the sixth form, one has to commit certain acts. What it doesn't entail is kidnapping, incarceration, and even simple murder. Higher education is at home now. The little computer you use for games and your parents use for whatever your parents use computers for.
Games.
Well, those same computers will teach your big brother and your big sister how to get into university. We just give them programs.
I don't believe you. You gave my brother and the other to the grin. I mean Miss Service. To take them somewhere and lose them.
I think it's time you went home now.
We're staying until we find them.
All night, if necessary.
It's quite nice when your eyes get used to it. There's comfy chairs and tables.
And food. Tins and tins of food.
Can we have some? I'm starving.
I don't trust him.
For some reason, Mr. Poon has certainly been diligent in stocking his cupboard.
I'm famished, John. Let's stay.
I don't trust anyone in this place. I bet he's poisoned it.
Of course he hasn't. Don't be stupid. It's in
Hello? Elizabeth? It's Alan, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, it's Alan. You there?
Who is it?
Hello.
Oh, you. Are you late or are you early?
I tried to call you.
If it's last night, you're too late. And if it's this morning, you're too early.
Something cropped up. And then it was too late.
And now you're too early.
Please, let me in.
If you want to see me at school.
I brought the car. I could give you a lift.
I'm dressing.
Oh, then hold everything and let me in.
If you want to wait for me, you can.
Yes.
In the car.
Howdy doody. Mr. Bliss. Headmaster. It's Jack Routh. Are you in?
Oh, Max, you're going to be all morning, it, eh?
Headmaster! Your Highness, the coach awaits. Look, I'm sorry there are no postilions. We came through a thunderstorm.
Perhaps he didn't order a taxi.
I'm to be your footman, sire. Her all-time greatness, Madame D, commanded that I stop by my way to school to make sure you came too. Oh, look. I've got a taxi digitally clocking up the price of oil out here. And if I use it all by myself, I have to pay for it all by myself. In case you've forgotten, the whole new term starts tomorrow.
Give up, mate. He's not in.
An evening with the wife?
It was her birthday. There was a dinner party.
And you'd forgotten. I always knew I should be grateful you never popped a question to me.
And seeing you put it right out of my mind.
You never actually bothered to tell me you'd got married.
Well, I couldn't just mess around. She was the headmaster's daughter.
You marrying Irene Bliss, I still can't believe it.
Well, that's what happened.
She was pregnant, I presume.
Not at the time.
You married Irene Bliss and she wasn't even pregnant.
I told you, I couldn't mess around.
Schemer. Infiltrate the royal family and become heir apparent.
Just head of mass.
Very nice, too.
It was a way to save my job. Heads of department weren't getting the boot.
Unless the entire department got the chop. That's what happened at my school, and the head of department went along with the rest of us.
Oh, you came looking for me. It's understandable.
Looking for you?
Now, I'm glad you did. You know, there were times when I missed you.
Hold on, hold on. I didn't come to this school looking for you.
You knew it was my school.
I thought you'd left for Canada.
That was only a 6 months exchange.
When I saw the appointment, I rang and checked and they said you'd gone to Canada.
But for 6 months.
I thought they meant for good. Why are you stopping?
All those old feelings, Elizabeth.
Best forget them, Alan.
They're welling up again.
I came to this school to lead a revolution, and I shall not let you sidetrack me.
You must feel something, too.
I have closed my mind to it.
I'm not talking about your mind.
Ours was never a mind-type relationship. We were body people, you and I.
I'm not into bodies anymore. I like things to be clinical. That is how the tomorrow I want will come.
But there should still be a bond between us. Oh, we are the only ones in this school who really know about Cat. And we have both survived the changeover. We are still in teaching. It's not just your revolution.
But I have already set up camp at Versailles. You have barely stormed the Bastille.
But what about the feelings? The welling up?
Save them for your wife.
Where are you going?
I think I'll catch a bus to school.
When did you last see a bus?
I'll walk then.
Elizabeth!
Aha, Miss Flood. You walking away from your lift?
Are you offering me another?
If your purse is full, the meter keeps flashing the national debt at me. That wouldn't be the car belonging to our youthful head of maths back there.
It might be.
Run out of petrol, has it?
No. Do you often take taxis when you can't pay for them?
This morning I was on an errand for Mrs. Dooley. An unsuccessful one.
Oh, dear. You'll be sent to the headmaster.
No, not this time. He was my errand. I'll probably have to stand in the corner till break.
Will Mr. Bliss be granting us his presence today?
Next question.
Is he ill?
Next question.
It's ridiculous. There's so much I need to discuss with him.
Yes, he's a very naughty boy. I say, it looks as though we are being followed. Hello, Noxy! Cooey!
Mr. Routh, as you seem to be the only other person to know that Alan and I were once acquainted, I should be grateful if it stayed that way.
Coachman, show those nags of yours the whip. How grateful.
Just grateful. Don't put your arm around me, please.
Cooey, Noxy! You're right, it wasn't petrol. I think he's overheating.
Please take your arm away.
If you kiss me, his wheels might just fall off. Oh, well. Be like that.
Thank you.
We're once acquainted. That's in the past tense, isn't it?
Your grammar is very good.
Well, I am head of English. But what of the present, Miss Flood?
My present belongs to the computer lab, seeing that you people get things right.
Well, marking us out of 10.
Seeing that you don't balls up the system we experts have established for you. At such an early stage in total electronic education, it would be easy for ignoramuses or Luddites to upset the apple cart.
I'm not a Luddite.
But are you a believer?
Well, I joined the party and I got armbands to prove it. Inflatable ones to keep me afloat.
From what I understand of this place, all you've got above the surface are your backsides.
That's how we breathe.
Hello? Hello? Oui? Oh, pardon?
Mr. McVeigh?
You speaking to me, officer?
Looks like it.
Hello?
I'll write it down.
Let's do that, mind you, please.
Ici, Madame Dooley, pardon?
I understand you reported intruders on the premises last night.
Miss Flood did.
Hello?
And this is the latest deceased window?
Oh, yes. Lala.
Yeah, mind you, please. Well.
Quite a spot of general trouble you're having.
Ne quittez pas. Be quiet. No, no. Ici, Madame Dooley, dans l'école d'Angleterre. Have you still got Mademoiselle Service? A note 30, bloody sixth form, restez dans Mocha Hotel. Oh, pardon?
Oh, look at these machines. I fancy coming to school to watch telly all day. I wasn't like this when I was a lad.
Be quiet. Pardon? No. Have they sortied de l'hôtel? Pourriez-vous parler a bit slower? A bit slower? His record stuck in a groove.
Hello. My name is Comtech.
Bloody hell.
I am your microcomputer teaching aide.
Don't meddle with that equipment.
I hardly touched it.
What is your name? Please enter it now.
What? Oh, I mean, pardon? Oh, oui. Merci.
Well, madam, what did he say?
She's gone.
Gone where?
How should I know? I've already had untold calls from parents. They've even got my home number. and it could easily reverse Mr. Dooley's prostate again.
Is that really the first time you've called the hotel?
It is the first time we knew which hotel to call.
Surely you knew where they were staying in Brussels?
That wasn't Brussels, that was Paris.
I thought they went to study the EEC.
They did.
The EEC isn't in Paris.
I know it isn't. Oh, God, how can I run this school single-handed?
So, the headmaster is still missing as well, is he?
Yeah, I don't think he likes computers very much.
Oh, bloody marvels, though. Not that I don't know about computers. There's little work in the force these days that doesn't need them.
Can they arrest people?
Well, no.
Then your job's safe.
Oh, yes. I'm an happy man. Sometimes I don't know what all the fuss is about. They leave people more room for their hobbies.
It leaves some people more room to commit crime.
Well, crime's an hobby in a way. I mean, there aren't too many that can earn a living at it anymore. There are far too many of them. Oh, must have been quite a window. That's my hobby. Buildings. Architecture. Funny old school, this.
Neo-Gothic and 1930s.
Not Neo-Gothic.
Yes, Neo-Gothic.
No.
Yes.
No.
Bloody yes.
Bloody no.
See the caretaker. See the policeman. The caretaker and the policeman are having a conversation. See the two school teachers. They are also having a conversation.
There you are, you bastard. What the hell do you mean by cuddling Elizabeth Flood in a taxi when I'm doing the chasing?
So you were the one with the horn.
You've no right to bugger me around. Because of you, I really know something is wrong.
I should have thought that was obvious last night.
She's very uneasy.
What? You mean she's making moves to go? Go to Mother's? You don't have Mother's number on you by any chance.
I should kick you into the middle of next year.
Well, I hope we won't be teaching by then, so feel free.
Elizabeth and I are on the same plane. We love the future. We love what it can bring. You laugh at our machines. Oh, yes, I know you do. You laugh at them behind their terminals. But they'll get you for that, Jack Routh. You are a subversive. You are against the new order of things. Elizabeth and me, Comtech and us, we are the order of things now, and we'll get you.
Good morning. I am Comtech Register Terminal. Please do not pass this point until you have entered your staff or pupil number.
If you two gentlemen, Hakadim, don't mind heaving your bodies aside, I want to get this looked through.
Cool, Niger. Fellow, what is all that dancing ironwork you're carrying?
Well, there's a Royal Society for the protection of just about everything. National days for any of this and that. But does one of them give a thought to the protection of Poon's neo-Gothic windows? No. That's down to Poon, isn't it? These are trampoline springs from the gym, and I'm going to stretch them across every remaining stained glass window in my sight. The next time a stone is thrown, the thrower is going to get more than he bargained for.
Please do not pass this point until you have entered your number.
Is that light talking to me?
There's a ray, Poon, you moron. It must have your number so it knows who has come to work.
Yes, it's completely democratic, old boy. It's already asked the cat and a couple of sycamore wings.
Well, I'm not going to give that anything of mine.
Then it won't let you into the school.
Then I shall gain entry via a shattered arch of a neo-Gothic window frame.
What is your name? Please enter it now.
My name?
Please enter it now.
Headmaster.
Hello. Headmaster, how are you? Please enter your syllabus code identification as shown on your learning access key.
I've been trying to avoid you, you know.
Please enter your syllabus code identification.
How will children learn to communicate with others if all they do is listen to you? You will regulate them, make them efficient and clever. You will instruct them well, but will you give them understanding?
Please recommend program advice.
I suppose I'm a heretic because I do not like you very much. I prefer people, and I don't want them squeezed into a mould that has already been cast for them by others who have taken it upon themselves to know what is best. That sounds rich, doesn't it, coming from a headmaster? My school is suddenly infused with a new religion, a deity we must all revere for fear of being cast out and made excommunicate. I'm supposed to know what is best, but I do not. Oh, I made out that I did because that was expected of me, but, Comtech, I cannot do it any more. My one hope is that Miss Service will be a match for you.
Who are you? What are you doing fiddling with Comtech? Mrs. Dooley, there's a strange man here.
Headmaster!
He
Please, headmaster.
I apologize for my appearance, ladies. This suit has had to double as pyjamas for a night or two.
Why haven't you been at school?
Oh, I have, Mrs. Dooley.
The invisible man, are you?
Have you no idea of the importance and significance of the changes happening in your school?
Some idea.
You should be holding your head high with pride, leading your school into tomorrow. But I have to tell you that what has happened here since I arrived is not what I expected at all. Missing staff, broken windows, arrests.
What arrests?
Two children from this school, would you believe it? It's shameful.
None of this will happen when Comtich is in charge.
Which children?
The police have arrested them for breaking the windows of their own school.
They must be set free this instant.
I don't see why, Headmaster.
Because they are innocent.
I doubt that very much. They were caught trespassing.
They are innocent.
And what makes you say that?
I say that because I broke the windows. Look, I have the catapult to prove it.
Come, headmaster. You obviously haven't been sleeping well.
Mr. Poon's hammock is perfectly comfortable. I found stones. I took them and I fired them. I want you to go and tell that to the police. If I tell them, they will not believe me.
I will do nothing of the kind.
The first window was an accident. I had confiscated the catapult last term and I was playing with it. But when I realized who was behind that window I had just broken...
Me?
I thought if I had a couple more goes, I could frighten you off.
The man's mad. We have a lunatic for a headmaster.
I've made sure that I will no longer be your headmaster.
Stay away from me.
I am only waiting for the return of Miss Service, and then she will take over. Inform the police that I shall be waiting for them in the boiler room.
Mr. Bliss, this is unconscionable behaviour. Come back this instant.
Is it Mr. Elstead?
Yes. Mrs. Hindemith, how do you do?
You said if I came to school, I'd find John.
Well, that's what the phone call said.
The place is deserted. Nobody would think term started tomorrow. So where is John?
Where is Janet?
Well, you were the one who got the call.
He just said if we came to school, we'd find them.
Two of my children vanished in the space of 1 week, but I don't get a call.
Two of mine vanished too.
But you got called.
We got one lot back, only to find the others go missing.
Who was it that called you?
Didn't give a name. I don't care, as long as he told me where to find Janet.
And John? It's been high time we met, Mr. Elstead.
I agree, Mrs. Hindemith.
I've been meaning to have words about the effect your Janet is having on my John.
On the contrary, Mrs. Elstead, I do not consider your John a suitable friend for Janet. My
child
is above reproach.
Someone's coming.
Excuse me.
Not now, I haven't time.
Mrs. Dooley, he's locked himself in. He's locked himself in my boiler room.
I know, mind out of the way.
He's got no rights.
Excuse me.
And I should be on the inside, not him. It's my kingdom of one, not his.
Stand aside. Oh. Mr. Bliss? Hey, master?
Excuse
We had a call.
Shut up.
Well,
really?
This is Mrs. Dooley, headmaster. Open this door at once. At once, do you hear?
Are you sure he's in there? Am I sure? He threw a tin of my Armageddon beans through one of my windows, and he says he did the others as well.
Are the children free?
There's no point in pretending you are the guilty one. It is a state impossible for headmasters to achieve.
He broke one of my windows. I saw him.
That was a gesture, Poon, you stupid man. You have made a gesture, Headmaster. We all realize that. Everyone likes to make a gesture once in their lives.
He's done another! Here, leave my windows alone!
I want the children released now. I want the police here to arrest me.
Headmaster, for the good of the school, it's best not to involve the police anymore. What will people think?
No, don't antagonise it, Mrs. Dooley.
Excuse me?
What is it?
We are looking for our children.
We want our children.
I've been on the phone night and day to embassies, hotels, police, mortuaries. We are doing all we can. Go home and wait for news.
Not Kevin.
Or Sheena.
They're back. We want John.
And Janet, my youngest.
They're back, you say?
Not John.
Or Janet.
But Kevin and Sheena, sixth former.
Turned up this morning. There was Kevin, large as life. He's been having a great time. It wasn't quite what they'd gone
for. Nor what we coughed up goodly sums of hard earned cash for. But if you'd seen Sheena's face like a Christmas tree, all lit up, well, you couldn't grumble, could you?
Oh, listen, everybody. Miss Service has come home. Miss Service is back amongst us.
Did somebody mention Miss Service? She returned?
No, Sheena didn't say anything about that.
Nor Kevin. She waved them goodbye at the airport.
Heathrow?
No.
Charles de Gaulle?
No, Baghdad. That's where the money ran out.
The embassy paid for their fares home. Miss Service went on.
Miss Service went on? Where?
What I want to know is, where is Janet?
And John?
I'm afraid there's been a bit of a misunderstanding.
Have found village school, stop. One blackboard, two bits of chalk, stop. No computers, very hot, like it here, stop. Had decided to stay, stop. Florence Service. That's all it says.
Does that mean she's not coming back?
It looks like it, old son.
They didn't want to make me retire. They even asked me to stay on a little bit. But I've made sure they'll have to send me packing. It's all gone so wrong. Miss Service should have come back. She should have come back in time to take over. That was my plan. She should have been here to check on Miss Flood's machines.
Only people who've done the training check on my machines.
I had also wanted her to check on you. But my dear Miss Service has chosen other routes to her future.
And she's scuppered you nicely, hasn't she, father-in-law? If only your precious daughter could see you now. What a pathetic sight.
What a pathetic sight. And he thinks he's the moral one.
He thinks he's the moral one.
Look, why don't you both go play with your floppy disks?
If you teach children by machines, how do you know they won't grow up knowing about nothing but machines? What about all the other intricacies of life?
The future is for those who are going to live it.
For those who are going to live it.
Yes, I went there for a fortnight this summer, but the exchange rates weren't good.
Technology provides strength. You are a pair of weaklings.
A pair of weaklings.
Stop repeating everything I say, Alan.
Yes, Alan. Why are you repeating everything she says?
She started it.
Oh, Irene, Miss Service has gone. She's run away.
Irene? What are you doing here?
I've come to take Dad home. Jack called me.
Jack's a busybody.
Don't you want to take Alan home too?
I'm not so sure. Come on, Dad.
How do we teach children about a world that doesn't want to know them? Will they have a working week or a 7-day weekend? Those scientists, those bogus prophets, they would have us believe they have a vision of the future, but a scientist doesn't really think, he just deals in facts. The least important currency mankind ever invented. But he imagines his facts to equal reality. The more man celebrates his own supreme intelligence, the more he thieves his self-respect as a living being, and the more he deserves to die the death of some lumbering brontosaurus in a sulfur swamp.
He's a Luddite.
The brontosaurus died because it couldn't adapt. We are adapting.
Adapting to self-made problems, that's just going round in ever-decreasing circles.
Yes, and talking of back passages, I want all of you to disappear along the one outside this door.
Okay.
Out, go on, go on, out. This is my boiler room. It's going to stay that way. I've got my beans, I've got my hammock, I've got my job. I don't want anything else.
Have they released the children?
Yes, I explained to the police.
Unfortunately, they're not going to arrest me, are they?
I doubt it.
Oh, in that case, I'm going home with Irene. Jack!
Headmaster?
I don't suppose you would like to take over this school?
No, thank you.
Pity.
I am going back to Comptage. There's still so much to be done.
No, wait for me, Elizabeth. I'm coming with you. Elizabeth, wait for me.
Alan, here are the keys. Go and open the car.
Oh.
Come on, Dad.
Yes. Come along, Headmaster.
Yes, good riddance to the lot of ya.
More glass to sweep up. Yeah, when term starts tomorrow, I could go upstairs and find tons of litter to pick up and hundreds of mucky toilets to clean. And despite what anybody says, I shall be in charge of the school.
My name is Comte.
Hello.
I am
my
your microcomputer DTA.
I
am
my
your microcomputer
DTA.
I am
my
your microcomputer DTA. I am
my
microcomputer DTA.
In Almost Time for School by Gordon McCarroll, Poon was played by Andrew Sachs, Mr. Bliss by Robert Edison, Mrs. Dooley by Margot Boyd, Alan Knox by Mark Straker, and Jack Routh by John Rye. The voice of Comptich, Robin Summers. Miss Flood, Jane Knowles. Irene, Moya Leslie. The policeman, Guy Holden. Patrick, Peter Aker. Nicholas, Christopher Douglas. May, Helena Breck. Andrea, Melinda Walker. Mrs. Hindemith, Eva Stewart. Mr. Elstead, Stephen Thorne. And Janet and John were played by Zoe Nathanson and Adam Smith. The play was directed by David Spencer.